Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am profoundly grateful that you could be with us for this broadcast on March 22nd, 2025. I'm very, very grateful. And I want to remind you, if you have any questions or anything that you might feel is relevant to your life and what you're living and I can be of help to you, you can contact me with a question. You don't have to give me your name or your address if you don't want to, where you are listening to me from. Just email me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. aspire.org. I would be honored. Linda, she lives in Los Angeles, longtime listener, always offering me wonderful questions, things that are deeply important. And here's what she says. It's kind of a long email, but I like Linda because she's so honest and open about everything and herself. And her questions are never trite, and I'm very grateful for them. She says, in general ways, I'm always right. I don't understand how I could be so right about my life, my world, and so wrong about how I approach it as I listen to you. How could I be right and yet so wrong, Linda? Well, Linda, I don't know the particulars of your life, so I am just shooting darts in the dark. And let me just give you what I have found in myself and in the other people that I serve. I have a few very, very, very smart students. I have the majority of them are pedestrian mentality kind of people. So I understand the smart student, the one that knows how to maybe deal with their bank account, deal with their business, deal with people in their business. They're shrewd. They have guile. They are cunning. I know a lot of people like that in my life, and they think they have all the answers. It is interesting to watch them for me because they can be very smart, but not very intelligent. To me, intelligence is how you recognize the totality of your life, what is truly important and what is not important, what you can take with you through death and what you cannot. Those are my definitions of intelligence. The person who is smart, they can think about right, wrong, good, bad, what benefits them, what they think of as beneficial to the bottom line of their life, whether it be emotions or money or whatever. They definitely have that. And a lot of people can live off that guile, that cunning. And evidently, you are one of them. But when it comes to living our life from the premise of a different kind of consequence that will happen, a different kind of karma that would happen, that's another story. And not a lot of us have that kind of intelligence. We are more than willing to not understand the way of the eternal life that lives within us. And we live in peril most of our life, trying to survive constantly. So, you know, you have to make a choice. And sometimes the choice looks like this. If you do what is wise, you will lose what you think is smart. But in the bigger picture, the intelligent person understands that that sets you up for an entirely different experience in and of this world, and you will not suffer the consequences of being small-minded. And that is hugely important. I can't even begin to emphasize how deeply important that is. So when you start thinking about the way and the means of your life, you have to ask yourself, how do I want this life to end up? How do I want this life to be summated by my death? What have I lived for that I can take with me through death? Things such as inner growth, inner awakening. The growth that means that I mature beyond the confines of Gregory Edward Penn, and I start looking at things beyond his rationale, his logic, his reasoning, and most of all, his impulses. If I can live beyond his emotional impulses, then I place myself in a position where I might have the insight to awaken. But if I don't do that, if I only live according to the impulses and I rationalize those impulses as the manner of in being smart or getting what I want, the intelligent person gets what is. The smart person merely lives to get what they want. And there is no way I have ever been able to reach a person who is smart. Smart people are cunning, and they have safeguards that won't allow them to consider anything other than profit in their life. They're looking for profit. They think profit is more important than the meaning of life, the significance of it. And just because they have many things that they want, they think that they have won the game. That's it. They got the tiger by the tail kind of thing. And we don't. We literally do not. But we want to think we do. So, Linda, you can be right about all sorts of things, let's say, in and of the world, the matters of the skin, as I call it. And that is fine. And you can live that way. And I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm also not saying you're right. I'm not saying anything about any of that. None of that to me matters. What matters is, can I live in the way, in the truth, from the light? Can I hear the tones? Can I see beyond the concepts and the precepts of my beliefs, the things that I have purported as being absolutes? Can I live beyond all of that? And if I can, if I am willing to do that, I will recognize things in this world that I would have missed had I used my smarts. I will begin to understand the progression of life, and I won't begrudge it as we get older, get sick, and die. I won't be looking for ways to avoid my my foolishness, my consequences. I will understand, oh, this happened in my life because of that. And when we understand any of these things, we not only reduce our suffering, but we enter into the sphere of consciousness. In that sphere of consciousness is love. And in that love is everything that is deeply important to the means of my life. And if you can understand that, if that resonates to you at all, you will understand what it means to be in meditation and the beauty of meditation. It opens up doors that we never knew existed. And that's why we meditate, to move beyond the confines of the rational mind, the theoretical mind, the mind that is always looking for right over wrong, good over bad. And we begin to realize that there is a greater truth. It isn't about right and wrong. It is about the truth. And the truth is love. Let love, as I always say, live you. And if you do, good things. Good things. Good on you. Beautiful things open up, and it's very moving. Anyway, I hope that helped you, Linda, and I thank you once again for one of your more interesting questions. I want to thank you all for listening. Any questions you may have, greg@aspire.org. Feel free to let me know. Have a beautiful day. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.